We have this thing, I heard Brother Copeland said it many years ago. We got this thing, let's do the silent prayer, no such animal. How you going to say pray and no say nothing? You pray, you say. You might say it under your breath. You might say it real quiet, but you got to say. But just sitting there, that ain't praying. Because if you pray, you got to say. If, either way, what you say, it shall come to pass. When you pray, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. And he said, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. 14th verse said, Jesus answered and said unto it. Jesus didn't sit there and just stand there when he walked up to the tree. I'm so disappointed. No, he didn't say that. He said to the tree, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And the disciple heard what he said, but they didn't hear what he was saying. Oh, they tell, listen, look at verse 21. Peter called to remembrance and said unto him, Master, behold, the tree which thou curses is withered away. If he had heard what he said, he wouldn't have been talking like that. Now he was shocked, the tree was withered up. If he had heard what Jesus said when he saw that tree withered up, you know what he was saying? There's the evidence of what he said. But he didn't believe it. So, when you say, don't back away. Jesus knew who he was. He knew he could have what he said. So he spoke the end of that tree. What's going on in your life you tired of? You had enough of them. Are you tired of the week-to-week paycheck and borrowed money in between? You tired of running down to the welfare and you have to do all this stuff to get on and get your money? You want something better? Welfare for those people who don't want to do much. Thank God for the help. But if you move in there, you're just going to have help all the time. They tell you when to get up. They tell you when to sit down. They tell you when to go out and come in, so to speak. You understand what I mean by that? You got to do what they say. But when you get on God's program, you can help somebody else. You can call some shots. Hello? Hello? So, I talked to you, and I trust that a foundation was established last week. If not, I shall reiterate for where we got to go. And if I don't get to it this week, this morning, we shall continue. There's some things the Holy Spirit said to me to tell you. But he said, make sure you give them a foundation to operate on. Okay? All right. Number one, God's word, number one, God's words. God's word is God Himself. Did you hear that? And what He said in this written word is what He will do if you were standing side by side with Him or looking Him in the face. If you could so, He'll do exactly what He said was written here. And for people that didn't think He was really serious, and you can't get any serious than this, He sealed it, His promise, in blood. It is a blood covenant. Are you hearing me? And He said to Abraham, because I could swear by no greater, Abraham, I swore by myself, saying, blessing. Surely blessing, I will bless thee. Did He do it? And every promise in Him to you, to me, to us, they are yes and amen. What are they? Yes and amen. But you hear this kind of preaching and teaching, God says sometimes yes, sometimes no, and sometimes wait. You heard that happen. And this is what messes people up. They won't go to the word. And since you think I'm just, as they say, talking, I just read it to you real quick. And it's found in, if you want to turn there with me, found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Now listen what it says. And I'll get right back on my message. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. For all the promises, how many of the promises? When you get all, how much do you have? How much? So He said, all the promises of God in Him, which means in Jesus. Everything God promised you in Jesus are what? Yes. And in Him, will you tell me where is the wait? No. Can you find the wait and the no? It's not even in there. So if it's not, if you don't get an answer, it means you're going to have to do some more searching because you hadn't found it yet. And you have to ask your friend, Holy Spirit, where is it? Because I know it's true. He just said it. So when I say I have proof, I have evidence, I am confident in what I say shall come to pass. And if I have any reservation, hesitation, unbelief, or doubt in that area, I take that word and drive it out. And God came by. Where am I missing it, Lord? Well, show me what to do. And I sure won't find it. Excuse me, but I sure won't find it watching Matlock. And Matlock is all right to watch if you want to watch it. But I ain't gonna find the answer to what I'm looking for here. It's because Matlock didn't write this. So I go to his strip and watch all his shows. It's not in there. You know what I mean?